I'm here down at Waterloo, where we're demonstrating about possible fare rises coming in January of between 5 and 10%. Also down here is Leanna Etkind, who is the Campaigns and Outreach Coordinator for Transport for All. Why did you come down here today?
I'm here because disabled people are already locked out of so much of the transport network. There's physical infrastructure that excludes us, there's a lack of staff assistance that excludes us, and higher fares are just another barrier to disabled people being able to get out and about with freedom and with independence.
Do you feel that if you come down and do something like this, as I say, quite a few people demonstrating, do you feel it will make a difference?
I think so. The government is facing opposition to rail fares from passengers, from disabled and older people, from unions and staff. And I think they realise more and more that rail fares benefit nobody but the rail companies. And if we want a transport system that gets people to jobs, that gets people to education, that gets people to participate fully in public life, they need to recognise the importance of affordable fares in that.
Tell me a little bit about what it means to someone with a disability to be able to have that freedom to get out, to get on the trains, to get on buses.
Access to transport isn't just access to transport, it's access to be able to get to work easily, to get to healthcare easily. 23% of disabled people say they've turned down a job because of inaccessible transport. So at a time when disabled people are being told again and again by the government to get off benefits and to get into work, we're saying that the best way for the government to achieve that is to allow us to use public transport easily, and to get out and about without the stress and the hassle that you face as a blind person or a wheelchair user or somebody who uses a stick.
I mean, if you happen to be on benefits, I don't know how affordable it is at the moment to get on a train.
At the moment, disabled people in London have a Freedom Pass, which allows free travel on buses and the tube. But outside London, the rail network, you have a third off with a disabled rail card. But still, rising costs of fares mean that it's extremely expensive business to get from one city to another, especially if you turn up on the day and try and book a ticket, which for many people who might not be able to use a website or have that internet access as easily as other people, that is a large part of an expense budget.
Okay, Leanna, thank you for joining us on BBC London 94.9. That's Leanna Etkind, who's from Transport for All.